coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello, welcome to Sunday Cantata on that most Lutheran of Sundays, the Festival of the Reformation. This festival falls, strictly speaking, on the 31st of October, but it has become customary in the Lutheran Church to celebrate it on the nearest Sunday to the actual date. The Festival of the Reformation gives thanks to God for the Reformation of the Church, which began in earnest as a consequence of the nailing of 95 theses against the sale of indulgences by a certain Martin Luther on the door of Wittenberg Castle Church on the 31st of October, 1517. 7 years and many world-changing events later, Luther had also put pen to paper for a very different purpose, writing a number of hymns to put the Word of God in the mouths of the Christian congregations under the sway of the Reformation. One of these, a paraphrase of Psalm 46, soon became the battle hymn of the whole Reformation. Ein fester Burg ist unser Gott. A mighty fortress is our God. The chances are that, if you were to stick a pin at random on a world map, the nearest Lutheran church would be singing A Mighty Fortress on Reformation Day. Of the three, we will hear one that began its life in an early stage of Bach's career in Weimar in 1715, setting a libretto by his frequent Weimar collaborator Salomo Frank. The original is now lost, but Bach expanded and modified that early work in Leipzig on two different occasions, and the final form of BWV 80 survives, and is one of the finest of all his cantatas. In this final version, Frank's libretto is combined with the text of Luther's great Reformation hymn, and so the cantata is known by its opening line as Ein fester Burg ist unser Gott. As so often with Bach's cantatas, the work opens with a magnificent chorus, in homage to the 16th century, the century of the Reformation. This chorus is constructed in the style of a motet, without an orchestral introduction. Instead, the tenors come in with the opening phrase, not unlike a heroic battle cry. The words are the first verse of Luther's hymn, here translated by Francis Brown and published on bachcantatas.com. A mighty fortress is our God, a good defense and weapon. He helps us freely out of the distress that we have now met with. The old evil enemy earnestly plots against us. Great might and many forms of deceit are his fearsome weapons. On earth there is none to match him. Each line of the hymn is sung in imitating phrases that are based on the chorale melody, also from Luther's pen. In the meantime, the solo trumpet plays the actual melody in its 18th century form in the background. The impression created is that of a battle, but one where the church strives victoriously against a cunning, but ultimately hapless, enemy. Now we have a duet between the soprano and the bass soloists, to a spirited string accompaniment. The soprano sings the second verse of the hymn, her part shadowed by an ornamental solo oboe obbligato. The bass interjects lines of commentary between the lines of the hymn. For the sake of clarity, the hymn verse shall be read by my daughter Hannah, while I will be reading the commentary from the bass. All that is born of God is destined for victory.
By our own power, nothing is accomplished. We are very soon lost. The right man fights for us, whom God himself has chosen.
Those who by the blood-stained banner of Christ have sworn faithfulness in baptism gain victory in the Spirit for ever and ever.
Do you ask who he is? He is called Jesus Christ, the Lord of Sabaoth, and there is no other God. He shall hold the field of battle.
All that is born of God is destined to victory. The bass, personifying the teaching of the Church, continues on his own now with a recitative that issues an appeal to the Christian, based on the baptismal vows, to reject Satan, since Christ has defeated him for us. Only consider, child of God, how great is love, since Jesus himself with his blood has given his pledge for you, by which, for the war against Satan's army and against the world and sin, he has enlisted you. Do not give any place in your soul to Satan and depravity. Do not let your heart, God's heaven on earth, become a desert. Repent your guilt with sorrow, so that Christ's spirit may be firmly united with you. When he comes to the final line, the bass breaks into an arioso, as he holds up the promise of the believer's union with Christ. The soprano, the mouthpiece of the Christian, responds with a prayer addressed to Jesus in an aria of simple beauty. Come into my heart's house, Lord Jesus, my desire. Drive out the world and Satan, and let your image, renewed within me, shine in splendor. Away, loathsome horror of sin. The fifth movement is a rendition of the third stanza of Luther's hymn. It has quite fittingly been described here as a group exorcism, as the choir joins forces in casting out the devil in unison, who is being beaten back by the vigorous orchestral accompaniment. And if the world were full of devils and they wanted to devour us, then we would not be very afraid. We would still be successful. The prince of this world, however grimly he presents himself, can do nothing against us, since he's already condemned. A little word can fell him. Now the solo tenor issues a rousing exhortation to the Christian soul, holding up the promise of Christ's faithfulness. Then take your stand by Christ's blood-stained banner, O soul, firmly, and believe that your leader will not forsake you. Yes, that his victory will open the way to your crown. March joyfully to war. If only God's word is both heard and kept by you, then your enemy will be forced to withdraw. Your Saviour remains your protector. Again, the beautiful promise at the end inspires the recitative to turn into an arioso. This leads to a second duet, this time for the tenor and the alto, extolling the gift of faith. How blessed are those who bear God in their mouths! But more blessed is the heart that bears God in faith. Such a heart remains unconquered and can strike its enemies and will in the end be crowned after death has been defeated. The cantata closes in the customary manner with a four-part harmonization of the final stanza of Luther's great Reformation battle hymn. They shall leave God's word to stand, but have no thanks for it. He is indeed with us on the great field of battle, with his spirit and his gifts. Let them take our body, wealth, honor, child and wife. Let them be taken away. They gain nothing by this. The kingdom must still remain ours. Here to perform Johann Sebastian Bach's Reformation cantata, Ein fester Burg ist unser Gott. BWV 80, are the choir and orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, conducted by Masaki Suzuki. They are joined by the soloists Susanne Rudin, soprano, Pascal Bertin, countertenor, Gerd Türk, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The recording is found on volume 27 of Bach Collegium's complete recording of Bach cantatas, published on the Swedish label BIS and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eClassical.com.
Kind Gottes, diese große Liebe, da Jesus sich mit seinem Blute dir verschrieben, womit er dich zum Krieger wider Satan zählt und wider Welt und Sünde geworben hat. Gib nicht in deiner Seele dem Satan und dem Lastern Stand. Lass nicht dein Herz den Himmel Gottes auf der Erde zur Füße führen. Bereue deine Schuld mit Schmerz, dass Christi Geist mit dir sich
fest verbinde. Christi Blut gefärbten Fahne, o Seele fest und glaube, dass dein Haupt dich nicht verlässt. Ja, dass ein Sieg auf dir den Weg zu deiner Krone bahnt. Tritt freudig an den Krieg, wirst du nur Gottes Wort so hören als bewahren, so wird der Feind gezwungen auszufahren. Dein Heiland bleibt dein Hort, dein Heiland bleibt dein Hort, dein Heiland bleibt dein Hort, dein Heiland bleibt dein Hort.
Thank you.
That was Cantata number 80 by Johann Sebastian Bach, Ein fester Burg ist unser Gott, performed by Bach Collegium Japan and soloists Susanne Rudin, Pascal Bertin, Gerd Türk and Peter Coy. The conductor was Masaki Suzuki. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Sunday Cantata. Join me again next week. I'm Tapani Simoyoki, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.